This is my first interview at Commodity Classic, and with me I have Cassandra Schleff, and this is one of the people that if you're media coming to Classic, is one of the first people you're going to meet. And so, Cassandra, I know you work for American Soybean Association. Tell me a little bit about what you do for ASA.
Well, I'm the communications coordinator. I work with Bob Callanan, who many of you know, and I help with the press releases, the weekly leader letter is our newsletter that many of you should get, and that is my main project each week. Update the website. Now I do Facebook and Twitter, and I do a lot.
We can find you on Twitter, I know, by going to twitter.com/ASA_news and the number 2. So anybody that's not following Cassandra, that's where you can find her in her ASA role. Let's just talk about the media room, because this seems like a bigger place than I remember. What's a little different for media to find when they come here this year?
Well, compared to last year, which was my first Commodity Classic, my only thing I have to compare it to, but compared to last year, I think there's a lot more space. There's a lot more working spaces for media. You shouldn't have any trouble finding a place to hook up. We have wireless internet, plenty of connections at all times. The hours are longer. We're here early in the morning, here throughout the day. And everything's on the same side of the hall. Everything's a little easier to get to. It'll just be easier to do your job, I think, this year.
Well, I would echo that, even though we're just getting started here. But kudos to Commodity Classic for, I think, taking some advice from the advisory council we had. And, you know, you've got more and more media coming, and Internet's becoming so much more important to all of us, regardless of, you know, what our background or media form is these days. So I know it's early, but can you give me a sort of a estimate of what type of participation you have from the media this year?
I think the pre-registered numbers, I want to say over 100. I know it was over 100. It might have been around 130, I'm thinking. And we always have some people that come in. I don't have the most updated information, but it's a really good year. Very strong, a lot of participation, even way out here in California. We didn't really know what to expect as far as that, but we did really well.
Well, for those of us in the Midwest, we know where we would rather be this time of year, and that would be Anaheim. Well, let's see. Anything else that we should let people know about what ASA is doing in the communications area to get information out to soybean growers?
Yeah, well, we redid our website. That was one main thing you'll notice. Our front page of our website now has more updated information that's updated weekly. We also are on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. Just search American Soybean Association. And on Twitter, which is where we stay connected with a lot of our media friends and some of our growers and other organizations. And we've expanded our media lists and the ways we can reach out to them. We're doing Soy Radio Newsline still every week, and we're podcasting that now also. And we have an RSS feed for our news releases, so there's a lot of ways to stay in touch.
Well, that's all good as far as I'm concerned, and so glad to see them doing it. Well, I want to thank Cassandra for talking with me here at Commodity Classic. And here from Anaheim, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.